What's
up, man?
I tripped the dog.
See?
Oh,
damn,
Ken. My bad, shit.
Man, Dead End Hip Hop, album review, good music, Cruel Summer, and we got the special guest, Anthony Fantano.
What up, man?
So, Anthony, man, what'd you think of Cruel Summer, man?
I mean, actually, given my past few Kanye-oriented reviews and what people probably would expect from me, I mean, aside from some tracks that I didn't really like, which I think were maybe two, tracks on here I didn't like at all, but I thought it was a decent compilation. I mean, I ended up liking a good deal of the tracks on here. I mean, yeah, it's kind of like what you would expect from an assembly of rappers that Kanye would put together. You know, they tried their best to match him in having that high-class veneer, but also acknowledging that they have no class and that, you know, they're really just like low down and dirty and greedy and whatever. And it's just all over this really extravagantly beautiful production on track after track after track. I love New God Flow. I mean, such great production on that track. The production on the intro, you know, though I didn't really like the R. Kelly hook, was really glamorous as well and extravagant. I also liked, you know, and with weeks of listening to it, I thought that, you know, Theraflu, aka Cold, really grew up on me as well. I mean, I thought that track was pretty great. It just sort of, you know, having a concept in sort of talking about the evolution of just Kanye's just ever-growing abrasive, you know, personality and the sort of celebrity lifestyle. The one thing I guess I was a little disappointed with was just how Kanye and company are kind of openly embracing the whole trap music trend, especially with the Chief Keef, you know, track, though I do think that track is catchy. I expected them to, you know, just Kanye in general, to be more of a trendsetter than a bandwagon jumper. You know, I feel like people would see him more in that light if it wasn't for the fact that he kind of exposed Chief Keef to everybody and kind of, you know, got the ball rolling even more on what career that dude had so far. Overall, you know, it's like the rhymes are what I would come to expect, you know, a lot of them not really being on the level of what Kanye was doing, I thought. And, you know, I mean, one of the only tracks I was like really kind of, I want to say disgusted by or just like really offended by, was the Kid Cudi track. I mean, that dude, like, wasn't singing very well at all on that song. And I didn't really get the concept of what he was going for on that song. Mike is totally, like, pissed off. Right? That's why. But I did not like the Cudi track, man. I just did not like that Cudi track. Like I said earlier, that R. Kelly hook toward the beginning, like, you know, really disappointed me as well. But for the most part, I just really like listening to these songs because it's just like, you know, fuck it, you know?
I agree with the intro. When I turned it on, I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, we got R. Kelly. R. Kelly really hasn't been putting out nothing and stuff. And when I heard him, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I did not like R. Kelly on that either, man.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? I'm like the biggest R. Kelly fan.
Man, what the fuck? That's my damn son. It's the boy! You have to get it in your crib, Thiebo! You call him bumping the whip at the dead end! That was enough!
But, yeah, I did not like the intro, and I was like, damn, I wonder if I'm gonna like, you know, the rest of the compilation, but I felt it for the most part. There was a couple tracks that I wasn't really fucking with. Sahai was randomly placed on this joint. I thought he was probably gonna be on a little bit more. But he wasn't. But I think Sahai, for the little bit that he had, he shined in this little 2 seconds of fame on this mixtape. Like, The Morning, when I first heard that track, The Morning, I was like, oh, okay, Kanye's trying to go for the old school clip sound where it's like a real simplistic beat, but you got these guys like really killing it. And when Sahai came out, I was like, oh shit, okay, let me rewind this one more time and let me listen to everybody even harder. He made me listen to everybody closer. But I think that was my favorite track on here. Obviously, I love Mercy, but I'm not gonna name the single, you know what I'm saying? And shit I don't like. For the most part, I fuck with it. It's like two or three tracks that I just cannot. It shouldn't even been on here.
What two, three tracks?
The intro, Bliss.
You didn't like the intro at all? The entire intro.
The
song?
Entire thing.
Even Kanye's verses?
You didn't like Kanye's verse on that?
Okay,
he killed that song.
Yeah,
nigga, Robin don't pay.
But I'm just saying,
Robin don't pay no tax. These niggas don't even. These niggas.
But I'm just, for me, R. Kelly killed it that bad for me.
Are you? I don't understand.
Like Kanye did his thing, but I just did not like the song.
So bad, like it's not even worth it to sit through the rest of it. It's like,
I'm in the air. Motherfucker, I just don't care.
I thought I was the only one that liked
it. Twisted Sisters.
I didn't mind it.
I thought it was cool.
I don't give a fuck.
That shit was tight. I kept hearing Trey Songz.
Fuck Trey Songz, man. It's R. Kelly, bitch.
Like, this project was alright. It was alright. It was average. I think for the high point for me for this album was New God Flow. I think Pusha T sign is so focused. Kanye West, that was the Kanye West I was hoping to expect throughout this compilation of his appearances. But you know, I wanted more Kanye West production too. I mean, I thought I was gonna get some like produced by Kanye West. I thought I was gonna get all that.
Oh.
But for the most part, I mean, this project was cool. I said New God Flow, Click. I mean, for once, this is like, what, maybe the first time almost ever, or maybe the second time ever that I liked the actual Big Sean verse. I thought his verse was
the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Yeah. I thought Big Sean verse was actually pretty good. Like, I listened to it. I was like, oh, okay, Big Sean, you know, this is my, what, second verse of your whole career that I like from you. So, I mean, other than that, Click. Yeah, Saha, I like that bar he said where he, I used to hang with the have-nots to keep the av hot so we can have knots. I thought, I was like, oh shit, Saha, that was dope as hell. Like I said before, man, Saha has some good bars.
But the thing is, like, on that same, the start of that verse is really good.
Uh-huh.
And like, toward the end, he totally like loses the concept and then he drops that line about, she wrote a broom on the beach, that's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like,
he can't help it.
Yeah, but I still like Saha.
There's like some lines, you know? There are some lines that are like, what?
But Saha and Pusha T to me were the highlights. And the Kid Cudi song, how could you not like that?
Tell me why you like the Kid Cudi song. I'm interested.
I mean, it took me back to that the man of the month.
Honestly, I couldn't deal.
You didn't like the production?
It was that bad?
It was that bad?
I didn't like the production. I thought the singing was really off.
But that's,
I mean,
but Kid Cudi can't sing.
He can't always sing.
That's Man of the Moon Kid Cudi right there.
I know. I couldn't handle it. You know?
Creepers, that was one of my favorite joints, man. I love that joint.
To me, Click, Mercy, New God Flow, The Morning, Cold. The album is really solid. And then when Higher comes in, it just starts feeling okay. And things kind of just start getting really, you know.
Yeah, towards the end, it kind of died down.
I think B said it best. I think the shit is my average at best. I don't know about this album. I really don't. I think,
that's what I was about to say.
Yeah,
man.
Like, I just don't know what to say. You know what? I think it's, to me, it's like a slew of songs. And I understand it's a compilation, and that's what you do with them, but it sounds like it's just a bunch of leftover songs that Kanye just had hanging out. I'm not saying that they're bad songs. I just think it's not as cohesive as I thought it should be.
It might be for Dark Twisted Fantasy? Is that what it was?
I don't know.
It's not a Kanye album.
Yeah, I know it's not a Kanye album, and I think maybe if it would have dropped at the beginning of the summer, it would sound a little bit better. Because
it's different.
So
music and seasons.
That's some girl shit, ain't it?
No, it's not girl shit.
That's some girl shit.
It has a nice light sound to it.
Kanye don't go hard in the fall.
You know what I mean?
We need him
early 2012.
It's the spring album. It's the spring album.
There's these other people like the spring. Reason.
Why he did like two man of films and shit. Two steps on the switches.
It just doesn't sound cohesive to me. It doesn't flow well at all. I mean, and there's nothing against the songs or anything like that, because I think they definitely has some great songs on here. But I think when I listen to some of the songs that are on here, some of the songs that he's dropped already, New God Flow, Mercy, you know, shit, Cold, Theraflu. So I know, I understand that they're singles, but when...
But bonus tracks? We're just not understanding your gripe with this. It doesn't.
It's not.
You don't like the album.
No, it's not the problem. But it's nothing. It's like when I listen to this album, it's nothing to make me go, "Wow, this shit is great," or "Mel, you need to check out."
But you like the songs though.
New Kanye, because they're hot. They're power. They're high power singles.
You heard what he said?
Because they're high power.
No. Before that, you heard the new Kanye. It's not a Kanye album. It's a compilation.
Good music combination.
Get over it. It's not a Kanye album.
And I tried to adjust my listening to reflect that, but it didn't work. Because Rick Ross dropped two compilations and they sound more cohesive than this project.
Because one person produced the whole fucking thing, didn't they?
No.
It sounds
like that's kind of the point. It's like Kanye is supposed to be spearheading this new music group. And you know, with the quality of what we've heard here, it kind of leaves you wondering whether or not there's really even a point to all this, or if it's even that focused. You know what I mean? Like, the thing is, like, Lil Wayne and Young Money, and then you have Maybach Music. Like, whether or not you actually like all their music, everybody who's a part of those respective groups are much more on the same page than everybody on this compilation. You know, and that's essentially what the point I know Ken is saying. You know, it's like, while, you know, good music is an entity, what is the sound of good music? You know, it's like, you can't help but feel like at this point, Kanye's trying to pull together his own rap clique just to kind of do it, you know, and kind of be in that same lane that everybody else is competing with to an extent. But then again, it's like, has a guy like Kanye ever really even needed to do that? You know, because of his rapping ability and because of his production ability and his ability to just, like, pick out sounds that people want to hear, and you know, be a trendsetter and be this guy who's one step ahead of everybody else. You can't help but feel like adding everybody else into the equation kind of dilutes the end product.
Me?
Yeah, I'd rather.
I'm Mace from.
Right. Yeah, and I'd rather.
Yeah, I'm about to get to that. You're just trying to find every negative thing you can find.
There's not negative. I mean,
Mace was a negative, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is, as soon as I heard it, I talked to Ron. I was like, I don't know about this. So, and I've given this thing like seven more listens, and I just cannot really fully get behind it. And it's not like I'm saying the songs are terrible on here. It's just like, what?
No, I'm not bad.
Yo, it's just like, what is the purpose behind it? I don't quite get it.
Okay, I don't disagree necessarily with what you're saying. I think I would just get it more if you did say, I don't like the songs. I would be like, oh, okay, I understand you're not liking it. But
right.
You being upset that the songs don't all sound similar makes no sense to me. It's a compilation. Why does Kanye need to grab all of these artists and put them over the same beats that he goes over? The fact that the album was diverse was the thing I did like about it. Now, there were some songs I thought were horrid towards the end of the album. Once Higher hit, it went downhill. That City
Dream.
What was it called? Sin City. That was terrible.
The Dream.
And the Dream.
Oh, you didn't like Sin City? I like
Sin
City.
No, Sin City was terrible.
I like Sin City.
But I don't understand. I'm missing the gripe. I'm not saying you guys are wrong. Don't take me as being offensive. I'm just saying, like, I don't get your point. Like, your point is missing me. Like you want this album. It's not a Kanye West album. I thought as a compilation, it was good. As an album, I would have had the same issue that you guys have. But it's a compilation. Whenever you buy a compilation, it's supposed to be a bunch of tracks of different artists. They're not all supposed to sound the same. I think this is the best thing Kanye could have done, was grab all these dudes and say, do you? Why do you like Rick Ross and put them all over the same fucking production? I don't want to hear Kid Cudi rapping over Kanye production. I don't want to hear Common rapping over My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy type of production. I liked what he did with this album. Even though some songs I didn't like, I thought what he did was fine. That's why I don't really get you I don't really get you guys.
I mean,
I think Kid Cudi was the closest one that actually did a song that resembles his previous work.
Exactly. Like,
I think everybody else is doing.
I think everybody else came up short. And then another thing, it didn't even seem like a good music showcase. I mean, you got Raekwon on it, you got Ghostface on it.
One verse.
I'm just saying, but it just didn't feel like a good music compilation. What was Most Def? What was Most Def at?
Good music showcase. Like, when you walk away from this album, do you want to walk away and go find and listen to some of these artists that may be on display for some of that?
But everybody else that was good, I want to walk away and see what Pusha T does. I want to go check out.
But you didn't want to do that before this, like, before this compilation? You didn't want to see what Pusha T wanted to do?
From an ignorant standpoint of, like, a person.
No, I'm just saying, like, after listening to this, like, just like what he's saying, like, what are you really taking away from this? Was this really necessary to do this compilation album? Because you already wanted to see what Pusha T was going to do. You already was kind of curious to see what Saha can do. You know he has skills.
Well, that's kind of unfair. It's a good music comp with people that are already established. If there was a bunch of randoms, it'd be a different story. If all the randoms were spitting like the people were spitting on this album, hell yeah, I'm gonna go check them out. But these are all established artists. Same thing with Maybach. Same thing with fucking Young Money. These are already established artists. That's why I'm still missing the grind.
But the people that could have used the shine didn't even get it. Like, he gave it to Big Sean. He gave it to 2 Chainz.
But who needed it?
I think Saha could have used some shine.
I don't know
if Mace is on it, but would we want to walk away and listen to what he's doing?
See, you're picking the worst example.
But where is Most Def at? Where is Most Def?
I feel like overall this is Kanye just kind of like taking the extravagant sound that, you know, he's been working with since My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and since the Watch the Throne album, even though a lot of the production was not his, but kind of simplifying a little bit down for, you know, single consumption, you know, and for the most part it worked, you know. I mean, I feel like all the tracks that they dropped beforehand were really good. I agree with Mike, it's a compilation, you know. The good music, unlike Young Money and unlike, you know, Maybach music, they're a label that has more variety, you know, and the compilation definitely reflects that. But the question kind of comes up, like, you know, okay, what do you guys really do together, you know? And yeah, you could make the argument that this is a compilation. It's going to be all over the place. There are going to be tracks that you don't like. But a lot of these tracks were, like, made for this. You know what I mean? A lot of these are new tracks. You know, it's not like they didn't have the opportunity to make these songs a little bit more in line with one another. It's not like a lot of these tracks, you know, couldn't have been, you know, produced to kind of be in line with what was going on at the first half of the album.
I would want a compilation to be a mixture of all kinds of different shit. Like, I don't want the compilation to sound like a
better mixture.
See, that's the difference. See, you keep going back and forth. Either you don't like the songs, which I can understand, or you keep saying that they sound different and I don't understand why, you know, da 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 da. So which one is it? If you don't like the songs, I got nothing to say.
No, I said that there was the top half,
which was good,
and then I said it fell off and on the bottom half.
So that's your complaint?
And it's not a cohesive project. It doesn't feel
well. That's the part that doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to be. It's a comp. It's not an album. You keep saying you're a new Kanye album. It's not a Kanye album. Leave Kanye alone. Give the guy a break. It's a good music comp.
This Kanye, I can't give him a break.
Okay, well, and that's the thing. See, now we get it. Now we're getting out the nitty gritty.
That's the only way to heartbreak.
I fully understand this is a compilation.
You know, I can definitely see what Ken would have wanted out of this album because, you know, I think he's thinking more potential than anything. It could have been pretty awesome, you know, even with Kid Cudi and 2 Chainz, you know, two rappers who are perceived to be, you know, on very polar opposites in a lot of ways. It would have been awesome to see Kanye pull everybody together and kind of create something that they wouldn't be able to separately. You know, it's like that, I don't really feel like that happened here.
Right.
Well, and that's, you know, a good, and that's
while it is a compilation, you know, it would have been even better as a fully realized album that they came together.
If you did that, the entire fucking album sounded the same and everybody was rapping over typical Ye production, you guys would still complain.
It's not about them rapping. Well, for me, I think it's a little slightly different from Ken. It's just like, okay, you got R. Kelly, why not use John Legend?
Because
it's
John Legend ain't R. Kelly.
But I'm just saying, like, why?
Can you see John Legend singing that shit, bro? Think about it.
But he could have did something different to him.
He didn't want to. Think about how Kanye is. He's arrogant. He's cocky. He's an asshole, right? Think about the intro to this fucking mix.
good
that,
though.
That slide.
It was, I didn't think it was good. Right. It wasn't good. I'm not saying swap him out for that in particular. I'm saying use him for something else. You have John Legend, so do a different type of song. Showcase your artist. I'm just saying showcase your artist. You got Raekwon, you got Goldfish. Although I'm not mad at it, but I'm saying showcase your artist. Throw Sci-High on that track instead of Raekwon. You got Jadakiss on it. It's just all these other artists.
That was on a remix.
But I'm just saying. I'm like, God damn, how many not good artists is on this shit?
You know what?
I mean, I'm like, God damn.
It's a really good point because a lot of the best verses come from people who are not.
Exactly.
No, but, no, come on.
Wait,
man. Come on. But here,
are you serious?
Come on, when Ghostface came on, you was like, oh shit.
Because it's typical Ghostface. We always say, oh shit. You always say, oh shit, when racist. You're not being fair. When Jadakiss came on, you didn't go, oh shit.
Jadakiss was terrible.
I did. You can't use Ghostface.
Mace was terrible.
Mace was horrible.
Mace, I know, so why put Mace on?
With your bougie butt. I don't know what he did, though, Mace. No, I agree with you on that. I don't know why they put Mace on the
Man, for me, this was a compilation. I thought it was a pretty good compilation. Could have been better, yeah, because there were some tracks that I thought should have not been on here whatsoever. But with that being said, I enjoyed it. I'm definitely bumping this shit. It's definitely bumping in the whip. And I can't remember your name, but to the commenter on the last motherfucking on Rhapsody, I believe. It bumps on the bus line. It bumps on wherever the fuck you listening to it. If you got some headphones, it bumps, man.
This project was pretty average. I liked the most during the first half. Only second half joint I liked was the Cudi joint. I love that Cudi joint. R. Kelly joint, I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say. I like to the world. Shit, damn it. I was like, this shit, I like how this shit started off. But you know, overall, it was an average project. It's a compilation. You know, I would have liked to have a little bit more Kanye West production, like beats, because I'm a huge Kanye West fan as a producer. So that was my only disappointment. You know, shout out to Big Sean for having a stellar verse. Pusha T having stellar verses. Sci-High.
I think this was a good compilation. It was not an album. Kanye could have done better by making better songs with those four that I thought were fucking terrible. But at the same time, somebody might like those four because it's a compilation. Somebody might be looking at this and saying, I want to hear some John Legend. Anyway, overall, I agree with B. I thought it was average simply because the tracks that I liked, I didn't think were amazing, but I liked them. The tracks that I didn't like, I thought were fucking horrible. So, those don't really equal out to a great, you know, cohesive project. That's what it's supposed to be.
You know what, man? This one is funny to me. I just, you know, it wasn't a cohesive project as a whole. I think when I think of a good music compilation, I thought I was going to get a showcase of his roster of talent that he has on the label. And I didn't get that. I got a bunch of songs with a bunch of MCs on it. You know, all in one. It just sounded kind of cluttered to me. It didn't really flow very well. I think the top half of the album was good. I think the second half just kind of fell off tremendously. But I think we're all kind of in agreement with that here, so I don't think what I'm saying is too off base.
Despite some album compilation semantics that went on in this review, I actually came out liking this thing overall. But like what Mike says, it's a compilation. If you're going to pick this album or a compilation up, you're better off doing it digitally, you're better off doing it on iTunes because chances are you're going to be deleting, you know, a good chunk of tracks on here for sure. But I thought overall it was still pretty likable and definitely showcased all of the talent good music has to offer, although maybe there was a little bit too much outsourcing in terms of features, but, you know, still a good collection of tracks overall. Dead in Hip Hop, Cruel Summer, That's That Shit I Do Like, Forever.